This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The Permian Basin in West Texas is leading the nation in oil and gas production. Midland and Odessa have long been the heart of this industrialized desert, but oil and gas development is expanding. In the past year, drilling operations have moved south and west into a region long written off as undevelopable. Texas Standard's digging into what all this means for the region and for the state with a series of stories this week we're calling Untapped, the New West Texas. We're beginning today by joining Sally Beauvais, a reporter based in West Texas, who is, well, Sally, where exactly are you? What are you looking at?
So I'm standing about 100 miles from the Midland-Odessa area, and that's been long considered the heart of the Permian Basin, you know, where you're seeing these dense fields of pump jacks and rigs, industrial traffic, kind of all of the trappings that you think of when you envision oil country. Mm-hmm. But where I'm standing kind of couldn't look any more different. I'm on the edge of Balmoray Lake in southern Reeves County, not the same thing as Balmoray State Park Pool. It's actually a reservoir that provides water for irrigation, but is also a popular local recreation spot. So fishing, swimming, boating.
Right.
The foothills of the Davis Mountains are right across the lake. So it's a pretty serene scene.
It sounds lovely, but and so why is that significant? What has brought you out there? What's happening there?
So directly across the lake from me, on top of a small hill, there is a sandy, bald patch. And not so long ago, there was an oil rig there. And that's where this Houston-based oil company called Apache, that's kind of at the center of the new development in the area, made a big discovery a couple of years ago during their testing phase. They made the announcement in September 2016. They named the oil field Alpine High, and they said it could hold as much as 3 billion barrels of oil. So I'm kind of at the edge of where industry is now reaching into this corner of West Texas, and it's an area that producers have written off for decades.
Well, that's something I don't think folks understand, that it had been written off for decades. Was it because they didn't know the oil was there, or they just couldn't get to it?
You know, I think it's more the latter. There have been, I think, over 100 wells drilled in this area in the past, but producers just weren't quite getting it right. And so Apache kind of just had the stars align, and they found the right geologist to study the area, and they figured out how to get the oil out from under this region.
So as you look out at that scene where you are right now, what's the estimated timetable? I mean, how long will it look as it does right now, and when will we start seeing a landscape of rigs and pump jacks?
I think that's still a big question mark. And I will say that the development began in the communities south of this region, in the Big Bend community, with two natural gas pipelines that were constructed in the last couple of years, the Comanche Trail and Trans-Pecos pipelines. Both are owned by Energy Transfer Partners, which is a Dallas-based company. And the pipelines were really starting to lay the groundwork of what made it possible for companies to frack in new parts of the Permian Basin and export that natural gas to Mexico and to the Mexican coast to be shipped overseas. And so it's kind of like a best case scenario for Apache that groundwork was starting to be laid right at the time when the Alpine High discovery was made. So there's been a lot of excitement surrounding what's called the Delaware Basin,
right,
which makes up the western half of the Permian Basin. It kind of stretches from southern New Mexico all the way down into the Davis Mountains. I'm standing on top of the Delaware Basin. It's been active in the years before the Alpine High discovery, but now especially with the discovery, companies have been expanding their holdings into the area. And around 8 producers are currently drilling in the southern Delaware where we are. Apache has about half of those holdings as far as acreage goes.
So obviously, there are going to be some challenges to development in this part of the Permian. But at the same time, you have some serious environmental concerns as well, no?
Yes, we do. You know, I think it's important to say that it's not all about Apache, and that the increase in fracking in the Permian Basin in general has the potential to stress resources, you know, across the region. But, you know, the main question here for concerned people, I think, is really how much of the country's natural resources and wild spaces are we prepared to, you know, give away for development. And so water is one of the main concerns. The pool at Balmoray State Park is kind of at the front of that picture as the West Texas desert oasis that drives tourism in the area and economy. But beyond Balmoray, there are also larger concerns about unregulated water mining in massive quantities. to feed fracking operations up in other parts of the Permian. So there are concerns about local water levels as well as contamination. There are also concerns about wildlife and ecology, endangered species, air quality, you know, light pollution from gas flares and staging with the nearby McDonald Observatory.
We've been speaking with Sally Beauvais. She is a reporter based in West Texas. Sally, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
All this week, we're taking a look at how the profile of Texas is being reshaped in our series Untapped, the New West Texas. It's produced with support from the Cynthia and George Mitchell Foundation. You can learn more about this series at texasstandard.org/untapped.